I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
It's a dance party. Hey, Bryn, are you putting this on Instagram Live?
Bryn.
I wasn't prepared for that. You know, I'm always last minute because I get no notification about this.
Well, do you not see Isla sitting there? We need to be
on Instagram Live. Yeah, I just looked up and saw her there. So.
Oh. Hi, Isla. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm excellent. I mean, we're having a dance party. It's been really fun. She came in and started boogieing right away. She saw me and Nicole going crazy, and she was like, I'm in. I like that. Did you have a good weekend? Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I had a good weekend. I didn't start dancing because I saw you dancing. I just started dancing because I like dancing.
Yeah, well, listen, I mean, you know, that's like one of the big kid things to do. You hear some music and you start to feel your body moving, you know? It's a very human thing.
Sometimes when I hear music, I like dancing. But when it's dinner time, I don't really dance that much because it's dinner time and I can't dance and eat at the same time.
That is true, you know. And plus, you know, you're supposed to be polite at the table and everything. Like, your mom wants you to be, you know, polite, not get your food everywhere, so.
Yeah, you can't do that. And you can't dance with your food in your mouth.
No, you might choke on your food. And also, you know, you might stab yourself in the face with your fork when you're trying to get food in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, you know, all things you don't want. Plenty of time for dancing after dinner.
Yeah.
Yep. So, were we busy this weekend? Did we learn our song like we thought we were going to do?
No.
Oh, darn it.
Oh, no.
Thought you told me I was having a song.
I was too, but.
All right, we'll learn it for tomorrow.
All right, that'll be your homework for today. I know you're on spring break, so.
Okay.
I'm giving you a little homework assignment. All right, let's get to the news so Isla can do her tag.
The Radio Alice Report.
This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com.
Yeah! Good job, Isla. Right,
nice work, Isla. Nope. That's it. She's leaving. She's so cute. I like that kid.
We really got to work on that exchange.
I see the headphone exchange.
Yeah. Takes a second. Anyway, so there we go. The tag's done. I can begin. I wanted to start again with this point they're trying to make here. This is not the moment to be going to the grocery store and not going to the pharmacy. They're saying that the next 2 weeks are extremely important in the United States hopeful recovery from quarantine and coronavirus. So
right now we're hunkered down. Now is the time when we're squashing this.
Stay put. That's what they really are trying to say. This will allow us to get out of this if we stay away from each other. The spread of this from people not showing symptoms is part of the problem. And so those of you who feel like I can go out, I'm fine. You may or may not be. But it's a good time to not go out. Right. They're also now saying, the CDC is saying, officially, wear a cloth face mask if you can find one when you go outside.
Right. That's actually, and listen, bandanas work. Anything that keeps your sputum from flying out into the air. Right, Vinny?
Right. I mentioned a little bit of a survey about single people saying if they got a good match on a dating app right now, they would try to meet that person in person. They'd try to meet up in person. And I can understand that feeling when you're single and you've now got a match and you look at them and you're like, hey, you know what? It'd be great to see that person naked. We should go do it.
Yeah.
And yet, it's not really the time. But I thought someone texted in, and if I could find it, it moved on me while I was away as this thing got added to. But these people met up. I guess they had a match. Mm-hmm. And so they met up in their separate – they brought sandwiches from home, met up in a parking lot in their separate cars, rolled down the windows, and had lunch together in their own cars.
That's actually sweet.
It's really sweet. It's a neat way to make that work. I can see that there's – kind of a neat start to something, right?
It's certainly a meet cute. That'll be a good romantic comedy down the line.
I agree.
I wonder if there'll be movies about this time made, you know, things that happened. Because we're all going, like the world's going through it. It would be relatable to everybody.
Here it is. Online dating. I went on a car date last week. We met at the marina. We stayed inside our cars. Ate sandwiches we brought from home. Beautiful. Well done.
Yeah, that's nice. I suppose if you did that a few times with someone and then you could be like, well, you're alone at your house and I'm alone at my house. Let's go to my house.
Oh, bad news, everyone.
What?
You know how our text machine spews stuff out, sputum stuff out and all over the place. The second part of that text is not a match, but a date to remember. LOL.
Oh, that's too bad. Still better to make that match and realize or, you know, not make that match and realize that it wasn't going anywhere without actually spreading the virus.
Right.
Well done.
Such a cute start, though.
Mm.
I like it.
Yeah, it's cute.
Oh. I didn't purposefully. Never mind. It doesn't matter.
Is there more bad news to that one?
No, I just, some people are like, FOMO, ha ha ha, I just LOL'd so hard. I wasn't.
Oh, the mofo thing.
Yeah,
funny.
I didn't, you know, anyway. And
FOMO is at an all-time low right now because people are like, I'm not missing it. I'm doing exactly what you're doing.
Oh, someone even wrote in what the new term is. Fear of running out of things, 4-0. It's that the stocking up on crap.
FORO. Fear of running out. Fear of going out. FOGO.
So I'm just looking at the text. Did you guys know Onward is already on Disney Plus? I've watched Onward now 20 times.
Oh.
It's really good. It is actually the first watch I was like, oh, okay, it's good. By the 10th watch, I was like, it's great.
Yeah, you know what? I think maybe I'll make my kids. Like, we love all the Pixar movies and, you know, because they're not little anymore. We don't go, like we used to. You know, you'd wait in the line for the place to open and you go in and try to be the first to see the movie and then wait for it to come out on DVD. And, you know, those days are over. But who doesn't? I mean, we wound up all watching Coco together and that was just excellent.
Coco.
Fried our
now,
damn
Coco
eyes
out. Is, in my opinion, in the top 10.
Such
of those.
A good movie.
It's really, really good. Yeah, I
Such
love it.
Such a good one.
By the way, this coronavirus thing. You know, there's a lot of different opinions out there from Sylvia Brown, who correctly predicted that this would happen to us. Have you heard that story?
No. What's this?
You don't know Sylvia Brown's prediction that has been, it's been everywhere. This
no,
lady
no, I haven't seen
is,
it.
What do you call them?
Psychic?
She's a psychic. Yes. She wrote a book called Predictions and Prophecies About the End of the World. And one of the things in there that people are sending everywhere on, you've been living on Instagram and Facebook and you haven't seen this?
Yeah, no, I haven't seen it.
They circle this paragraph where she says almost exactly what happened here. I don't think she says the name, but it's that there's this virus will come out of China and it will circle the globe and it will make... And then she actually predicts it will go away as quickly as it came on.
Oh, that's great. I like that part of the prediction.
It really does. At least it sort of makes you go like, well, if she knows something, that'd be fantastic. Unfortunately, Dr. Anthony Fauci It says this could become a seasonal occurrence, like the flu. So hopefully
we'll get a vaccine for it.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be prepared and have a vaccine. But I prefer Sylvia Brown's prediction that it goes away as fast as it came on.
And we never hear of it again. I'm down with that. I like
that
her prediction.
That book came out in 2008. End of Days.
Oh yep. End of Days, it's called. Yeah. It sounds
hey,
like
Bryn,
really
if you
read.
Can find the paragraph.
I have it.
Read it.
It says, in around 2020, a severe pneumonia-like illness will spread throughout the globe, attacking the lungs and the bronchial tubes and resisting all known treatments. Almost more baffling than the illness itself will be the fact that it will suddenly vanish as quickly as it arrived, attack again 10 years later, and then disappear completely.
Oh, I like it. We'll be ready in 10 years when it comes back. I like that prediction. I'm going with her. What's her name? Sylvia Brown?
Sylvia Brown. Yeah, yeah, I'm super skeptical of all the people that do this stuff because, you know, you could pretty much say anything and we wouldn't hear if you were wrong.
Right.
We only hear if you're right. And yet, that's pretty good. That's
dead on.
Yep. Yeah. All right, let's see here. Here's a couple good news stories for you. A guy in Detroit stood outside a gas station and paid for $900 in gas for nurses. Then a random woman heard that he was doing it, and she showed up and did $200 more.
Oh.
Way to give
back. That's awesome.
That is really awesome.
It is. People, you know, it's the worst and the best in people. It's nice to that we can balance it because there's some awful people out there.
The Prime Minister of Ireland was a doctor before he got into politics, and he's now gone back to practicing medicine one day a week to help out.
Oh, well, they need all the help they can get. We all do.
Mm-hmm.
We need people on the job.
Let's see. Oh, here's a couple things that are coming this month as we deal with being shut-ins. Tax day has been moved to July 15th. That's huge news for most people, right?
Well, it's impossible for some people to do it. I mean, you can't even get in to see your accountant because we're all isolated.
Right. Easter
is... I think mine
are
going to get filed in time.
Well, I want my stuff done. I don't want
to... Yeah, I mean, it's better to have it done. It's true.
Holidays... Oh, Easter's coming up this weekend. Oh, and I wanted to also mention that for those of you stuck inside with little kids, and I am, Trolls World Tour comes out this Friday.
Right. Yay. A lot of early release straight to home video.
And I got, my buddy played a joke on me. So the stimulus checks could be showing up any day. He sent me this fake thing going around where it's like, hey, I got my stimulus check. And it's a picture of his bank account, you know, as it being deposited, and then below it is $25 for a bucket of lube and $300 for a membership to Pornhub, and I didn't even notice. I was like, oh, good for you, that's great.
So funny. There's another one of those that's going around where the person got their test results for Corona, and that line is highlighted, so it's like negative for Corona. And so you're like, oh, my God, congratulations. And above it, it says tested positive for cocaine, opioids, meth. You just have to, you go, oh, I get it. It's one of those jokes that's going around. You right. got me.
No, he got me. I absolutely was. And then, you know what? So I read it and was like, oh, good for you. That's great. I'll tell everyone on the air tomorrow that, you know, in my head, I'm like, I'll tell everyone that sure. the checks are arriving. When I went back and looked at it and saw the Pornhub thing, I'm like, this guy doesn't have the money for that. And that's what I texted him back. I'm like, you can't believe. And then he goes, dummy. And I looked
it's
again.
It's a meme.
And, right. All right. Fine.
Sucker.
Yeah,
sucker.
I am. He also sent me a meme. The safe way to wait. The not safe way to have sex is missionary. The safe way.
Got it.
Obviously.
I want you like an animal.
The other way, right.
Yep.
Exactly right. Let's see here. A large percentage of us now stuck at home are working on our skills and hobbies. So what are people up to? What are the ways we're trying to improve ourselves while in lockdown?
What are they, Vinny?
Learning to cook or bake.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Working out at home every day with your newfound free time.
There's a lot of online classes. We were just talking to Annie from the Bay Club. I mean, they've got a ton of online stuff that people can access. And lots of people are doing it.
learning a new language.
Oh. Unfortunately, you'll have no one to talk to about it.
Starting a diet. Learning yoga. growing your own vegetables. Or learning to garden in general is on the list.
I guess you can have seeds shipped to you, you know. Are the garden stores open? It doesn't seem like they would be open.
I thought you were the one walking over there as recently as, like, weren't you? Didn't the first week that we were in isolation, you went over there?
No.
Oh.
No. Did I?
Yeah, I think you did.
No, it was the week before we were in isolation. I was walking over. I walked over there like 3 or 4 times. But I think that I thought only essential stuff was open.
Maybe well, Home Depot and Lowe's is still open. They have garden centers.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, I suppose that's right? True, right. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, if your toilet leaks, it's essential that you figure that out. I mean, I'm not surprised that hardware stores are open. I didn't even think of that. Of course, there's garden centers attached. I don't know if my local garden center's open.
Do I have time for a few fast facts, or should
sure,
I get to the text?
It's all right, you're going to do the text at 9.
I don't know if I believe this one. Wendy's serves square burger patties as a symbol that the company doesn't cut corners. Have I done that one before?
I've never heard that. That's I don't buy it, but that's a nice way for them to talk about their... You know, I don't think I've been to a Wendy's since I was a kid. Like, I can't remember going to Wendy's, but, you know, if I had a square burger, I'd eat those corners off first. Like, you know, go around the outside of the burger.
Wendy's never got a fair chance for me because one opened across the street from my house when I was a kid, and I listened to that drive-through every night the entire time we lived there.
Oh, boy.
And I can't believe that that even was allowed to happen.
I know.
Didn't my parents go to the homeowners association meetings and know they had to protest that?
Maybe we just put up with more in the olden days.
Yes.
Maybe they loved Wendy's and they were like, who cares? There's a Wendy's right there. I'm going to go over.
The air in the bag of chips is actually nitrogen, not oxygen. It keeps the chips from going stale.
Oh.
Did you know that?
I did not.
I didn't either.
Nope.
Lamborghini originally made tractors and air conditioners before they got into cars. Bryn?
Tractors and air conditioners.
Bryn's got a Lamborghini.
I don't.
Yeah, you do.
But that's cool. That's
got a Lambo.
Bag.
Those
you okay, Bryn?
Awesome tractors.
Yeah, why?
You have a good weekend?
Oh, great weekend, yeah.
You did?
Yeah, I was productive at home with my lady and my kid. I mean, of course.
My lady. Yeah.
Well, what'd you do?
You know, we cooked a lot and the baby. I fixed her Spider-Man like 4 times.
Her she Spider-Man?
She loves Spider-Man. She's like super into Spider-Man, her little character doll. And she keeps breaking the leg off, and so... I've been fixing it for her. She keeps on breaking it. So I got to figure out how to super glue the thing together. Like the little plastic attachment that's, never mind, cares.
Yeah, well, once it breaks, you're screwed. You got to get her.
I know. Yeah. Amazon, I guess.
Yeah, you'll get that in a month.
One last fast fact, and then I'll get to the text. Kryptonite was invented by the people behind the Superman radio show in 1943. So Superman could just groan in pain for a few episodes. And the voice actor who played him could finally take a vacation.
Oh. Really?
So Superman wasn't
he couldn't
featured.
Get a day off.
Right.
See.
He just...
Oh! Kryptonite. You think they
and
have
ever
a...
since... That's so weird, huh?
That is weird.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's
we should,
a couple.
Give me one or two, but we need to break.
Let's just break. I'll be back.
All right. We'll do them after this.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.